Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Master Chief Hospital Corpsman William Charette was born on March 29, 1932 in Ludington, Michigan. When Charette was 4 years old, both of his parents died, leaving him to be raised by his uncle. In January 1951, Charette enlisted in the U.S. Navy and became a hospital corpsman. After completing recruit training and the Navy Hospital Corps School, he reported to the Field Medical Service School in Camp Pendleton and became a Fleet Marine Force corpsman attached to 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. In February 1953, Charette and 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines deployed to South Korea. The battalion already had a storied history in the Korean War, landing at Incheon, capturing Seoul, and fighting off thousands of Chinese at the Chosin Reservoir. On this deployment, 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines were sent to guard outposts near the main line of resistance as the war ground down and neither side made major gains. On March 26, 1953, Chinese forces seized Vegas, the most important outpost in the area. The next day, Charette's company was tasked with retaking Vegas. During the uphill battle through small arms and indirect fire, the Marines took several casualties and Charette sprang into action to treat them. As he aided a wounded Marine, an enemy grenade landed nearby. Charette covered the wounded Marine's body to block the blast, but it badly wounded and temporarily blinded Charette. The grenade also destroyed his medical kit, forcing him to make bandages from ripped pieces of uniform. Regaining his vision, Charette gave his flak jacket to another wounded Marine who lost his in an explosion. He then treated a fire team of wounded in a trench, carrying one Marine back to safety despite the heavy enemy fire and a serious leg wound. Initially, Charette was recommended for the Navy Cross, the U.S. Navy's second highest decoration, but it was later upgraded. On January 12, 1954, Charette was awarded the Medal of Honor at the White House. Of the five enlisted sailors who received the Medal of Honor in the Korean War, he was the only one to survive. Charette continued to serve in the Navy aboard the submarines USS Triton and USS Sam Houston. In 1977, he retired as a Master Chief Hospital Corpsman. Charette's other awards include the Purple Heart, Combat Action Ribbon, Navy Unit Commendation, and the Korean Service Medal. Charette passed away on March 18, 2012 in Lake Wales, Florida. He was married to Louise Fraser Charette for 57 years. They had 4 children. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our producer and engineer. Leon Pescador is our scriptwriter. Declan Roars is our script editor and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.